Welcome to the My Money podcast number 16 from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Ryan, editor of Help Me to Save, where you'll find tips on saving money to help you get a better life. In this edition of the My Money podcast, I'm going to talk about personal tax allowances in the UK. Now, a personal tax allowance is the amount of money that you can earn either from work, from savings where you're paying tax, or pensions, any money coming to you that you don't have to pay tax on. Now, in the current tax year, which started on the 6th of April 2012, the standard personal allowance is just over £8,000 per person, £8,105 for the under 65s. So that means you can earn £8,105 and pay no tax. Anything on your income higher than that, and you're going to pay tax on at the basic rate for the first whack of 20%. Now, until recently, there was always a higher personal tax allowance for people of retirement age. In the current tax year, people aged 65 and over, their tax threshold allowance is £10,500. That means that they can have an income of almost £2,500 more than younger people without paying tax. This gives them almost £500 a year more in their hand if they have up to this level of income. Now, I never quite understood why people of retirement age were able to have a higher tax-free income. I suppose it was based on the fact that, in general, most people are going to have a lower income in retirement, so they should get more of that income tax-free. But I've never been quite convinced by that argument, because I know of quite a lot of people of all ages on low wages, around the minimum wage and just above, who are having to pay tax on income that really isn't enough to live on. And I also know of quite a few people of retirement age who have very healthy incomes. If they have final salary pensions, they have savings, they're maybe also working part-time. So I think it's a bit too much of a generalisation to assume because someone's of retirement age that they should get more money tax-free. So in the recent budget, the UK Chancellor announced that this higher personal allowance for older people is gradually going to be phased out and everybody's going to get the same amount of money tax-free. Now, I really think this is fairer for everyone. I don't really think that you should be able to have a higher income and no tax just because of your age. I think that everybody needs to have a much higher tax-free income. Now, as I say, this move to the so-called granny tax has been very, very unpopular. And the worst thing about it is when you're trying to plan for retirement and the goalposts change, it does make it difficult. I mean, I've suffered from that to some degree with the state retirement age going up. I'm having to wait another year and 3 weeks longer than I thought I would. And working another year, it's not just that you don't get the pension of over £100 a week, it's that you're paying national insurance also. So you're quite a few £1,000 worth off for every extra year you have to wait to get your state pension. So there has been a lot of media hype how it's not fair to older people. And yeah, it's not fair because if you've been planning your retirement carefully and then things change and you're, you know, £500 a year worse off, it does certainly make a dent in your income. But in principle, I do think it's fairer. But as I mentioned, I'd like to see the UK tax allowances for everyone going up a lot. Now, the current government has said that within a couple of years, the allowance will be around 10,000 for everyone, which is certainly a step in the right direction. But I did a bit of a calculation And I thought that really, if you're working on the minimum wage full time, say 40 hours a week, and earning just over £6 an hour, your pay before deductions is going to be around £250. And you're still going to have to pay tax and national insurance on that. And really, that amount of the minimum wage is just not enough to live on. And yeah, there is a rather complicated benefit system, whereas if you've got kids or whatever, and in certain circumstances, you can claim top-ups in your pension, but that's just adding bureaucracy. And it would just be simpler if you didn't pay tax in the first place than if you pay tax and then you have to claim and you get it back in some sort of benefit. That just seems to be money wasted on bureaucracy. So I'd really like to see the tax threshold up, way, way, way up. It would really need to be almost 13,000 so that people working full time on the minimum wage didn't pay any tax. So that's my opinion. I'm not sure what you think, but I believe there needs to be a more radical overhaul of the tax and benefit system in the UK. It's just too complicated. There's too much duplication of effort, and people who are not earning enough money to live on are having to pay deductions. And of course, you read in the papers, whether it's true or not, that there's quite a few wealthy people who, with clever lawyers and offshore companies and everything, seem to manage to avoid paying tax, whereas other people who don't have the funds to pay experienced tax minimization accountants are paying the full whack. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this and it's made you think a bit about the UK tax landscape. You can read our articles in full on the site at helpmetosave.com. You can also sign up for our free monthly newsletter for more money saving tips. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can do this in iTunes. So thanks for listening, and I do hope that you join us again soon for more talk about money in the My Money podcast. Goodbye.